Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're coming to you live from the Rock and Merge by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. Is brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money. All you have to do is switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. I have to say, one of the best things that I saw over the weekend, and I'm just being honest, and I have zero bones in this, but honestly, what the Cardinals did to the Cubs at Wrigley Field was absolutely, it had to be that'll be the end of Madden. So he's getting fired for that. They got swept, right, Carver? Right, for the first time ever. Is that right? At Wrigley Field, four games. They've never lost four in a row there to the Cardinals. That's what I think I saw yesterday. And that I couldn't even believe that. That had never happened before, unless I'm mistaken. But that was the death of the Cubs. They're finished. I don't know. How do you recover from that? You don't, is what the deal is. And they're going to fire Madden because of that. We talked about it earlier. But the fact that they won four straight there at Wrigley, can you imagine all the people that went to those games and saw them get their ass beat every day? How mad they had to be in Chicago? And can you imagine the talk on the radio and TV after, you know, going today, just going into today? Like, their season's over. Nothing's going to change, right? I'm watching them right now, the Cardinals. Aren't they? Is that who I was watching? I think they're on right now against Arizona. Is that who they're playing?
Yes, Cardinals are playing Arizona.
They're playing right now. I think they're beating them.
6-5 Cardinals in the seventh.
Right, so I think they've earned it, right? They've already earned the playoff berth. That's a done deal. But the Cubs are out of it. And the Brewers deserve to be in there because they were the hottest team in baseball in the last month. That's all accurate, right? And they did it without Yelich. Yelich got injured. Everybody said they were done that night, and they actually got better. They actually just kept winning. They made that an issue. They made that a clubhouse issue. They said we can't win without him. And, you know, Yelich believes in his teammates. And they went out and won without him. I don't know if they can, you know, go do any damage in the playoffs, but I don't, you know, Carver, I don't see why not. I mean, you're this hot. Why not keep going?
Yeah, look, they can mash. There's no doubt about that. And they've got some good arms in the pen. I worry about their starting rotation, but they can mash. I mean, there's no question about that. Even without Yelich, even without not having him, they absolutely can.
All right, 855-212-4227. Let's just, I got a ton of callers here, so let's go to the phones. Let's start with George in L.A.
Burrell, I need a Miller High Life after that debacle tonight, Monday night game, please, Seals.
Yeah,
Miller.
I'm going to start drinking again after watching that game. Listen, I lost that game, and all I know is this, is that I took a high-risk chance on them, and I'm done with them now. So just so you know, I'm done with that team. After what I saw tonight, I see no hope at all for them, zero. They have a terrible team, and I'm just going to bet against them now every week, no matter what. The rest of the way. There's just absolutely no reason to ever bet on him.
I agree completely. Thank God we got Mr. Kroenke as our owner of the Rams. But sometimes McVay is a little bit too cute for his own britches. There's 3 or 4 minutes left in the game, running out the clock. Why are you throwing the ball on third down, dude?
Well, listen, you went to the Super Bowl, and you're undefeated, and all you do is win, and you're complaining about your coach? I mean, honestly, George. Seriously, like, you got to go to bed. Just go to bed. Go to bed and sleep it off. I don't know. Why do – explain that to me. How do you complain about your coach when all you do is win? I don't care how you win. People don't get it. Because in the NFL, these fans, they think that you should win every game by 20 or 30. And it's called the NFL for a reason. It is the most brutal sport to win in all of sports. for the Premier League and the NFL. You win in that, it's a miracle every week. I don't care who you're playing. Remember, just talk about the Bills. The Bills suck because they're 3-0, but they haven't played anybody. Every game is brutal. The Bengal game was brutal. Every game is brutal. All these people think it's all everything's so automatic because you're so stupid. And not you, George. Calm down. I just think fans are stupid. I really do. I'm not stupid. I know that every game is brutal. Every game. This game tonight was easy. But most every game, in my opinion, these games are rare, if you ask me, where one team just dominates the other team and a guy throws three picks and two fumbles. That's an automatic loss is what that is. Thanks a lot, Case Keenum. Put that on his head tonight. You know what? They'll fire the coach, but they should fire that crappy quarterback is what they should do. But come on. How do you blame McVay for anything? They won the game. Not good enough for you? So that's what makes me mad. You win and you're still mad at your coach. Shut up. Just shut up. Is there anything worse than fans that complain after you win? I mean, I wish I had that problem in Pittsburgh where all we do is win every game. And then I got idiots that want to tell me how bad the coach is. Meanwhile, you win every game. Stop. I mean, honestly. Billy in New York, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Listen, I'm listening to this guy run down Urban Meyer before. We've just seen a stretch, 15 years, where he's won national championships. His teams have always been in the top five. So obviously this guy knows football talents. And you're telling me you don't want him to coach or run your team? You got to be nuts.
Well, like I said, obviously you heard me. I brought it up. I'm like, hey, why not Urban Meyer? I mean, the guy's a flat-out winner. Everywhere he goes, all he does is win. And I don't think he took it as that he couldn't win. I think he took it as he's a college guy, primarily. He's never coached in the NFL at any level. So he's just been a college football coach his entire career. So, Carver, is that not what you were kind of leaning on?
That's where I'm getting, because, sure, for every Jimmy Johnson or, you want to say, Pete Carroll, there's how many Steve Spurrier, Nick Saban couldn't hack it. Go further back, Lou Holtz, keep going and going. All these great college coaches, how do they do in the NFL? The majority of them can't hack it, or it's too different of a game. You're dealing with professionals. You're not dealing with kids. It's just a whole different system. I get Urban Meyer's one of the greatest college coaches of all time, what he's done between Florida and Ohio State, Utah, everywhere that he's been. But he's never done anything in the NFL. Assistant, anything. He's been a college coach his entire career. He doesn't know anything about the NFL.
So you don't believe that he could take the next step?
I'm not saying that he couldn't. I'm saying, do I want to throw every key of the castle to him? Maybe not. How about just hiring him as a coach? Fine. With, you know, as is having a general manager and a stable organization. We were talking about the Redskins. We're talking about stripping
everything
down and running everything. Do I want to give a guy who's never done anything in the NFL that kind of power? Probably not, because there's too many examples of these college guys who have been given that power and hasn't worked. Nick Saban is a god in college football. What happened when he went down to Miami and he ran everything? What happened?
He ran back to college.
Exactly.
Kel in Seattle.
Hey, how are you, Pharrell?
Hey, man.
Hey, two quick points. Number one, Philip Fulmer looks like a bigger idiot every week with the hiring of Jeremy Pruitt when they could have had Mike Leach 2 years ago. And that brings me to my point. I have never, things can happen, but I've never seen a defense melt down on that level like I saw the other night. And I know the Cougars couldn't get out of their own way on offense and stuff and started turning over the ball, but their defense and their special teams coverage just sucked.
I don't think you could lose a game like that if you tried 100 times to do it.
Well, it was almost like it was a throwback to the Paul Wolf era. He was the previous coach before Leach, when you wondered how many points their defense would allow. I mean, Dorian Thompson-Robinson suddenly looked like he was up there with Tua Tagliavoa.
Well, listen, when they came back this year without Minshew, there was no one that I heard saying that they were going to win the Pac-12 or that they were going to go undefeated or that they were going to have another, you know, team that went out and scored 50 to 70 every week. No one said that, at least that I heard. And I'm friends with Leach, and he comes on this show. And I think that I'm pleasantly surprised how good they are offensively again, because, you know, they still scored 63 points in the game. And the guy threw nine touchdowns. Gordon threw nine touchdown passes. So they obviously have zero problems on offense. But defensively, they melted down and blew it. Okay, so it is what it is. But let's not forget, no one thought that they were going to be this great dominant team this year, that they were going to, you know, run away with anything. I mean, no one said, hey, watch out for Washington State this year. It was last year that they were so good, right? So I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it was an embarrassing loss. But at the end of the day, I really don't think it affects anything. I think that, again, I think he's done a great job there. And I'm not saying that because I'm buddies with him. I like him because I think he's a great coach, and he's done a great job at that place in Pullman with, I think, kind of average talent. I mean, that guy cannot out-recruit anybody, if you ask me, at Washington State, okay? So you're talking, if you even ask me in the conference, they're probably, you know, fifth best, if you ask me, literally in recruiting, right? Like, they're not going to out-recruit USC or UCLA or Oregon, Stanford. I mean, are they? No. I mean, where would you rather go to school if you're some athlete? Stanford or Washington State? I mean, let's face facts. And Washington out-recruits them. So, and believe me, you, I wouldn't be surprised Arizona State out-recruits them. And I think they probably out-recruit Arizona in football. But really, I mean, it's bottom of the barrel. They're recruiting, if you ask me. I don't think it's, you know, fantastic or anything. But, you know, they do a lot of that Polynesian dudes playing there. They get all these dudes, you know what I mean, Hawaiian dudes. They get all that. But they don't get the great players that all these other schools get. And he takes whatever he gets and coaches them to be winners. And that's it. They go out and win, don't they? I mean, they play anybody, anywhere, anytime, and they put up games. Even in this game, you have to admit, even in this game, they were in it, right? They should have won it. They were up 49-17, but they lost, what was it, 67-63? How does that happen? Like, you can't have that. You can't emulate that again, ever. Like, how do you, if they played them 100 times, the game would never end 67-63 again, if you ask me. It was a once-in-a-lifetime game for UCLA. And in fact, now let's see if this turns Kelly's program around this season. Because they have been atrocious up till this point. Now, they're playing Arizona this week, I believe, at Westwood. I think it's at the Rose Bowl. And I think they're actually, oh, it's at Tucson, and they're getting four. They're getting 4 points. Can they win in Tucson against what I think is an average, very average, below average football team? So if UCLA can win at Washington State and then go to Tucson and win, then I think Chip Kelly's team has turned around and that their season can be saved. If they win again this week, I think they can save their season.
2-0 in the Pac-12.
I mean, that would be huge, wouldn't it? Isn't that all that matters?
I think so.
When you're at UCLA he knows he's not playing for a playoff.
No, he's playing
for a Pac-12 title.
Listen, if I'm him, you know, you want to try to – I think the step for him this year, he would have been happy with 6 wins, try to get in a bowl game, right?
Right. Very much so.
I mean, listen, he got out of the hole, you know, losing that San Diego State game at home.
Weren't they all last year all freshmen? And now they're in their sophomore year. Next year would be the year – we've discussed this before – that next year would be the year that Chip Kelly actually wins.
Right, but this is a year where you want to see that offense improve, and you saw the offense take some steps on Saturday night.
It was huge.
Let's see if it was just a one-time deal.
It definitely was huge. Adam in San Francisco.
Hey, Pharrell, you the man.
How can I be the man when you're the man? It's impossible.
Hey, can I start with a fresco, please?
Can we get him a fresco? Shake out.
Right on. Hey, just want to shout out the Cal Bears and Evan Weaver, middle linebacker number 89. He's a 20 tackle a night guy, and he plays with an attitude. And you said it, man. We're going to go down into hell in the SEC country. And it was Weaver with, you know, 1 yard to go. He stuffed that quarterback. It was an incredible win. And they're 4-0 and ranked 16th, I think. And we're going Friday night. Arizona State is coming to Berkeley. I'm going to be there. And it's going to be on ESPN. If Bro would be on during the show, so we'll see if they can step up short week and keep it going. Thanks a lot.
Man. Adam, good call. Great win by Cal. Now, they have really had a hell of a season so far. So I'm buying in now after that win at Ole Miss. Now, let me tell you, I think Ole Miss is terrible right now. But it's still a hard place to go win a game in Oxford, and they did it. And to go cross-country and play in 100-degree weather in Mississippi, to me, is a huge win. Now they go home, and they got Arizona State in Berkeley. You win that game, you're 5-0, right? That's a huge win for them, and they continue to win ugly. They, you know, beat Washington again for the second straight year. You have to be impressed with Cal. To me, they're on their way to a bowl game for sure. And right now, they're having a very special season, and no one saw it coming.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
PharrellOnTheBench.com, always striving to be the best, always improving, giving you more. PharrellOnTheBench.com, the best site, is getting even better. Better picks, better choices, best price. Every sport, every day, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Wait till you see what happens in October with the website. You're going to freak. Just be ready. We're working on it now. We're diligently working on it, and you're going to dig it. All right. 855-212-4227. Get you on the bench. David in Vegas on 1140 in Sin City.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, good. Hey, Pharrell, how are you? I love your show, and I'm at work.
So thanks,
I gotta
buddy.
I got to make this quick.
All right.
Or I'll be at the unemployment office like the Redskins should be.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I think the first thing Washington should do is put up a big sign in the morning. It says, help needed. New owners, new coaches, new everybody. Let's just clean house. Because tonight's game was not what I thought it was. And also, what about bringing Harbaugh into Washington from Michigan? Harbaugh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've talked about all this tonight, you know, at great length. And there's been some talk of Jim Harbaugh. And then there's been, you know, even mentioned Urban Meyer, et cetera. But the bottom line is, if I were, I'll be honest with you, if I were Jim Harbaugh, I would no more leave the Michigan Wolverine job at $10 million a year, whatever the hell he's making, to coach that monstrosity of an organization. The Redskins are a joke. They're a joke now. They are a punchline. In the NFL, they don't matter anymore. Literally, they don't matter at all. I mean, at all. All I know is I watched that game tonight, and the thing I noticed most was their fans looked like they were sleeping at the game. I mean, there wasn't one fan cheering at that entire stadium, and that's all you need to know. They've lost their fan base, and they have a real problem. They have no fans now. I mean, the fans are turned off. They're so bad that they weren't even cheering. They weren't even – I don't even know why they go anymore. But it's clear to me, without a doubt, the time is now to fire everyone. And it is more apparent than ever. And there is no benefit that I see whatsoever in dragging this out till Black Monday, the end of the season. It's only going to make you're just delaying the inevitable right now by not firing him. They should fire him tonight, tomorrow morning at the latest. It's got to end. They are an embarrassment to the franchise's name. You know what I mean? This staff, this team is an embarrassment to the Washington Redskins, the great organization that it used to be. It's really true. I mean, honestly, it is so bad. And I'm not just talking this game. They are flat out bad. They're bad every week. So, and, you know, you talk about those close games they were in. They lost all those games, too. So all they do is lose. So they find a way to lose every week. And can you imagine, do you remember when they got Josh Norman in there and he mattered? He had an interception tonight, I won't deny. But he has gone there and just got all that money and done absolutely nothing.
He's slow now.
He makes no difference at all on the football field. I mean, he had a pick tonight. It fell in his lap. But the bottom line is he's gone there and done nothing. He made a big mistake, right? He went there, and I guess he didn't make a mistake with the money, but he sure went there, and his career went down the drain.
Got like, coin.
He got all the coin because he'll never matter again. Like, he's done mattering, right? You notice how he doesn't talk smack anymore? Remember when he was a big cocky guy in the NFL talking big, and he was big? He was always on ESPN. He was a big headline every day, everywhere. They wouldn't talk. They won't talk about him tomorrow, and he had an interception tonight. No one cares about him at all. Zero. Boom. And that's it. I hope you're in your car right now listening because, dude, you know it's true. No one talks about you anymore. You don't matter. And you had an interception tonight. You still don't matter. It's true. You can't even deny it. What do they have on that team? It's just filled with crap. The whole team, the whole lineup. Their best player doesn't play. And meanwhile, You know you got problems if you ask me, seriously, if your best player is some lineman. And I hate to say it, the game's won in the trenches, but you have to have star players. You have to have players that make plays, right? And it certainly isn't guys up front, if you ask me, that are, you know, winning them football games. It can help you win. It can certainly win a game in the trenches, blocking, pass protection, everything else. I won't deny it. But you have to have star players at quarterback, I think, and at receiver, tight end, you got to have it. If you don't have it, and linebacker and, you know, secondary, they got Norman, but he still, in my view, doesn't matter anymore. When is the last time anyone ever talked about that guy? Ever, seriously.
Years.
No one cares about him at all, zero. He's the last order of business. He had, like I said, a pick tonight, and people still don't care because he just doesn't matter anymore. He knows it. He knows he's on this crap team. He knows there's no getting out of it.
And even the good moves they made there have gone wrong for them. You know what? Getting Alex Smith in that trade wasn't a bad idea. He comes in, guy who has experience, guy who can maybe, you know, not maybe win a championship, but do enough to help them build towards the future, and bringing some young guy to mentor underneath him,
right,
blows out his leg.
Can't help that.
Darius Geis, the kid's awesome every time he plays, blows his leg out both years, done.
Can't help that.
Everything they do just goes to crap.
It doesn't matter what it is. Injuries you can't prevent. You have no say over injuries. Do you think I wanted Ben Roethlisberger to throw his arm out?
Of course not.
I mean, you just don't, you know, you never see it coming.
You want Darnold to get mono?
You never see it coming. Now, that is bizarre. That kid, I cannot believe they have a star young quarterback, which is what they've made him into, right? He's never done anything in the NFL yet to get, you know, to garner those accolades. He is no star player at all. He's done absolutely nothing in the NFL yet at all except lose. But he's got an arm, right? So people are like, he's the future. He hasn't shown anything yet at all, really, that he's some star player. He has not proven that. And then you get mono? How is that possible? You have better odds of blowing out your knee, honestly. And then he's out for like several weeks, and their season just goes down the drain. But I don't think they win with him either. So I'm not afraid of the Jets. I think the funniest thing I saw all weekend was Le'Veon Bell telling all the haters to kiss his ass. It's so funny, dude. You chose that gig. You chose that $52 million. You chose New York. You chose the gangrene. You chose to lose. That's what you chose. Now you're defending it? Like, you know, you're keeping tabs on all the haters. We're going to get our revenge. When? I bet you the entire time he's there, they'll never win. The whole time he's in New York with the Jets, all they're going to do is lose. And the difference being is that when, remember when Curtis Martin did it? They won, right? He won, and he broke all those records. He was great on the Jets, right? That guy was great. I've seen nothing at all yet, nothing whatsoever out of Le'Veon Bell. He caught a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Congratulations. But has he had a 100-yard game yet?
Not just on the ground here, just combined.
Combined. Listen, we already know he can do both, but he can't run 100 yards. He's doing nothing with the Jets. He's done absolutely nothing yet. I'm waiting for him to do something because he hasn't done anything yet.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So another Sunday, more records for Mahomes. Most 300-yard passing games in his first 20 games in the NFL. He just lights it up every single week. He's fun to watch. I'll give you that much. The Jags are not interested, allegedly, again, in trading Jalen Ramsey. They're making it pretty clear that they don't want to trade him, right? And then he called off work today, sick or whatever. How many days can he do that now in a row? Is he going to play sick all week?
Yeah, this is going to be some game he's going to play back and forth with the Jaguars.
He's going to pull a little Antonio Brown.
At least he has the flu, you know.
At least he's got what?
He's got the flu, he thinks.
Oh.
So, he thinks. That's I like how it was termed that way. I think I have the flu.
Well, it's no joke, the flu. He's doing this.
Has it.
Do you believe that he's sick, or do you think he just wants to be traded?
I do not believe for a second that he's sick.
Julian Edelman's okay, a rib injury. Is he going to be okay for the Bills game? That's a huge player.
We'll see. You know you're not going to get anything out of Belichick, that's for sure. I'm sure he'll manipulate the injury report all week like he always does.
How did you think he treated Dana Jacobson? Belichick.
Look, she has to ask that question.
You would have thought he kidnapped his children.
Yeah.
The way he looked at her.
It was unnecessary. She said thanks. She understood he wasn't going to answer the question, but she has to ask it there. And for him to play the death stare look at her, and not even say, thanks back or walk, it's just typical Belichick. That's what it is.
I mean, I think he comes across as a real idiot. He really does come across as an idiot. His whole act is getting so stale with the treatment of others. I mean, honestly, his treatment of media people is just unbelievable. As they've just ridden, their fame and glory to all these Super Bowls, you don't think the media has anything to do with their happiness? The way they've just been on their knees for that football team up there? Think about it. What kind of bad coverage do they get besides none, right? Isn't every single radio station up there and newspaper, the Globe, and the Herald, aren't they all just basically on their knees for the Patriots? I mean, let's face facts. That's all they do all day is suck up to the Patriots, don't they? Who literally gets in their face? Who is the, Antichrist reporter that gives them problems? I want to know who it is, because they don't tolerate it, right? They just have all these people that suck up to them, right, and kiss their ass. Is that not what's going on up there? I mean, let's face facts. Who in their right mind would have the onions to go in there and confront him?
Yeah, nobody does that up there.
No one. They have he's got the easiest job in all of football, because they control the media. They manipulate the media into nothing. They give him nothing, right? They give him absolutely nothing. I don't even know why they cover him.
He doesn't give you a thing.
So why cover him?
Right.
You know what you should do? You don't cover him. You don't go and do all that nonsense. You just write and bash him. And what I would do is write bad articles about him as a person. That's what would drive him nuts.
But he wouldn't care.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, he would. Everyone cares when someone's destroying him every single day.
He's got all that hardware. He don't care.
I think he would care if someone was destroying him, but they don't have anyone that has the stones to do that. The way he treats people is deplorable. It really is. I thought he treated her just terribly, and she was just doing her job, and she said so much today. I'm just doing my job, and I got bigger fish to fry. I think she's getting married this week, and I said congrats to her today. I like her. I've been friends with her for a long time. I think she's cool. They are a very good team, though. Brady, 8 touchdowns. They've outscored opponents 106-17. They've outgained them 1,225-597. They are dominating. I would love nothing more. I'll be honest. I want to see nothing more than them stumble in Orchard Park. I mean, that's all I live for this week. Literally, I have no other reason to live. I'm going to L.A., and he's going. You're going home on a red eye so you can watch your football team. I'm going home. I get home late. I'm going to miss all the games. So I don't even care. But when I land, all I want to see when I turn on my phone, when I land at 5 o'clock on Sunday night from L.A., is that the Bills beat them.
From your lips to God.
That's all I care about this week. I don't care about anything else in life. Zero. I would love to see them just for once, just for one Pharrell in time, lose in Orchard Park. Go in there and lose. And then someone beat him just to shut him up and to make him. I want to see him miserable. In fact, I want to see him so miserable that he, literally his face pops off. I want to see him so mad about. I hope they get shafted by bad calls, too, all day. And to see him finally get a taste of his own medicine.
And I am in no way.
I want to see people treat him like crap and see how he likes it.
I am in no way saying that the Patriots should be, lessened for this. But all I've heard today is how the Bills and the 49ers, who are both 3-0, the records of their opponents in those
they don't
three
play
games
anybody.
Are 1-8.
Now the Bills 1-8, whatever.
But the Patriots are 3-0, and the records of their three opponents
are what? 0-0?
0-9.
Of course. So here's the deal: the Brady and Brown, and then the Brown Central. I'm not doing any more Antonio Brown stories.
Don't care that he's going back to.
I'm done. I hope he goes back to
school. Online course.
I hope he goes and gets an STD, even online. I really do. Because I'm sick of hearing about who he's sleeping with and who he's doing and all this other. I'm so done with this idiot, moron, drip, stupid, absolute piece of trash. I'm so done with him. Done. I'm done with it. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done with it. I'm done with that dude. I don't care. I said this last week. Rot in hell, dude. You asked for this. You deserve it. Congratulations, you stupid ass hat, that you are so dumb. I mean, I've never seen a dumber person in my life. Has there ever been a dumber athlete ever? Who is it? Who's just dumber than this guy?
Not even just dumber athlete, just dumber human being. It's one thing to go on that tirade yesterday with the tweets, but you put up a picture with the woman accusing you of rape? Like, how dumb are you? I know you're that social media expert.
What about the children he put the pictures up?
That was at least in a private
message. But how about he attacks the owner, and then he attacks other people that have nothing to do with this. Nothing to do with it. What does Shannon Sharpe have to do with anything?
Nothing.
That's how stupid he is, so I'm done with it. You can have it. Despite forcing 5 turnovers, the Steelers lose to the 49ers. All the Steelers do is lose. I will say this, though. I thought Minka Fitzpatrick played great for him. He caused a fumble, had a pick. I think their defense is solid. And whatever. Tomlin says they won't blink. If they keep losing, I can guarantee. Didn't they already sign him to another extension? He's there through 21. I think he's there for another, this year, 3 years. He's not going anywhere. They're not firing him. Now, maybe they'd fire him if they don't win a game, but that's not going to happen either. I think they'll win next week, Monday night, a week from tonight. You like them in that game against the Bengals?
I do.
Keanu Neal suffered an Achilles injury and will not be back this year. Bummer for him. I remember when my buddy Thomas Dimitroff signed him to a new deal. That guy's a badass. Anyway, here's the Le'Veon Bell. All you haters, enjoy it for now. Just don't go Casper when all this gets turned around. We embrace adversity. We embrace the hate. And everyone that wants to see the team fail and me fail individually, I'll remember. We'll remember it all and use it and wear it as a badge of honor. Shut up, dude. I mean, honestly, you've sucked since you've been in green. Just stop talking. No one wants to hear from you. There you go. By the way, going back to the Steelers, Ben will not have Tommy John surgery, Carver High. He's merely having something else done to his elbow. It's not Tommy John, so they literally think absolutely no problem at all. He's coming back next year fully loaded, that he's not having some reconstructed elbow.
That's good.
That is the only good news they've gotten this year so far. Milton in Dallas on the ticket. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Carver High, man, you the man in real life. For real, change your name to For Real, man, because, hey, them spreads you gave me on college last week, man, for sure, for sure.
I love you, bro. I'm always trying to hit lots of games.
Hey, for real, man. That's what I call you, for real.
Well, a lot of people do. I've always had the nickname For Real Pharrell. For Real Pharrell. Jack.
Hey, but I'm going to tell you, man. If you look at that defense, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers diehard, man.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, if you look at that defense that went on in Chicago today, the defense scored before the offense scored.
Right.
I mean, if you don't – Trubisky cannot – score the ball. I mean, that is the most absolutely crazy. How do you not?
Well, I think they look good tonight. Obviously, the defense looked fantastic. But I thought the key to the game for me was that they did what they normally do. But the thing that looked good to me was finally Trubisky looked good. 3 touchdowns, 231 yards, only 6 incompletions. He threw 1 pick, got sacked 3 times. But he had a high rating, and he looked good, and he looked like a 12-win quarterback. And if he could play like that and have a 3-touchdown game, and then that defense they're not losing. If he throws 3 TDs in a game or they score 3 touchdowns, literally, I believe if they score between 21 and 28 points, Carver High, every week, they're going to be very hard to beat because of the defense. I think Milton's right. The defense, that's what wins them games. But if they score 3 touchdowns in a game, that's really, in my view, all they need.
Yeah, I think that most nights, that's definitely the target for them.
They're not giving up 16 points at all. That's it.
Yeah, their D is so tough.
I think their D, the Bills' D, there's some serious defenses. If you only give up 15 points every week, 16.
You should win ball games.
You're going to win because the Bears will score 3 times a week, in my view. And to watch them playing the Vikings this week. The Vikings, as I've said to you a number of times, they're a very good team at the Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. And everywhere else, they're mediocre at best. But they got that Dalvin Cook.
That's an interesting game. The problem with the Vikings is when they get down a couple of scores, they can't play their game. They just can't. You know, they want to run the ball. They want to do things like that. And
they killed the Raiders.
Play D and run the ball. Well, the Raiders suck. I mean,
the Raiders are awful.
I was dead on. The Raiders had their moment that first Monday night game,
and
it's going to be absolutely nothing after
they
that.
They may not literally win another game. I really mean that because they are awful. I don't care what anybody says. They're awful.
Really bad.
But they're 1-2, so it's not that bad. They've lost their last two games. There you go. And they got killed in both those games. Robert in Birmingham on the Jocks.
How's it going, buddy?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I got a question, but first my statement is I turn in my notice. I quit my second job next weekend. That's how much money I made from you. Christmas money is already in the hole.
That's awesome, dude. I love it. You know, I had a bad week, and I still ended up having a good week. Like, I thought it was bad. Like, I'm in the 60s. 60 percentile, I can live with. If I go 60 and up every week, I'm as happy as a pig in Shaq because people don't get it how hard it is. If you're in the 50s, at 52, they say you're you know breaking even, making a little bit of money. 55, 57, you're making money. But if you're over 60, you're over 70, which I am in college and pro football, I can go with that every single week of the year and make people a ton of money. I'm glad you're making money. Oh, and Auburn. I got 5 seconds. What do you want to say about Auburn? They're kick ass.
Auburn at Florida. What you thinking?
Auburn will beat Florida's ass. They don't have a quarterback now. And Auburn does. And they got a defense, too. Their defense is sick. Auburn is a very dangerous football team. Believe me, you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.